Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And as I'm sitting here, I'm talking to the children. And they're telling me all the stories about their life and all of the things that they've been doing and all of the important things that have been going on in their world. And I had a chance to sit and talk with Ibube's mother while he was getting ready to go to bed. And I said to Ibube's mother, "You have a pretty fine boy there." And she says, "Well, why do you say that?" And I say, "Well, he is just so wonderful. He is always doing nice things because he wants to show you how much he loves you." And Ibube said, "Well, that's nice. But don't you come and visit me. That's what you do. You come sit on the candle holder in there by my bed. You're coming in my house, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, I am. I'm coming to visit you, like I visit all the boys and girls all over the world." "Well, Ibube, what did you do today that you would like to tell me about?" And Ibube says, "Well, you know, Mr. Candle, I went to school. And when I was in school, I was with all the other boys and girls in my class. And I was watching them, and they were doing all sorts of silly things. Every time the teacher would leave the room, they'd do silly things. They'd holler and shout. When the teacher come back, then they'd be quiet again. And I couldn't see doing that, because I like to be good all the time. I like to be good even when the teacher is not there. I like to be good all the time, everywhere." "Well, Ibube, why do you like to be good all the time?" "Well, I like to be good because that's my nature." "That's your nature? Do you have the nature of being a wonderful boy, or being a beautiful boy? Are you a handsome guy?" "Yes, yes. See, you're a little humble about that. But are you a handsome guy? You sure are. Are you intelligent?" "Yes, you're intelligent." "Are you able to do all your lessons in school so easy because that's just who you are?" "Well, now, what about her? Is she your uncle?" "What's her name?" "Lily." "Hmm? Louder."
"Lily."
"Hmm?
Lily."
"Lily." "Lily. That's what he said. That's what he said, Lily."
"Yes."
"Now, hey, is Lily a little child? Does Lily have visits from Mr. Sandman too? Does she have visits from Mr. Candle?" "Sure she does. Lily, do you have a candle next to your bed at night and you have visits from Mr. Candle?" "I know. I come and visit Lily. And when I come to your house, Lily, what do you tell me?" "You say, 'I have the greatest nephew, cousin in the world, and his name is what?"
"What's his name?"
"Did you say Ibube?"
"Yes."
Uh-huh, she shakes her head, yes. A little bit reluctant to say it, but why is it that she thinks you're a good boy? Are you a good boy? Yeah? Do you like to do things that make everybody in the world think you're a good boy? Do you always like yourself? Does your mommy come up to you every morning at breakfast time and give you a hug and a kiss and say, 'Ibube, I love you. You are the superest kid in the world. I love you. You're fantastic.' Does she say that?"
Yes.
"And then after breakfast is over, does she say, 'Ibube, you're always so helpful. You're helping me wash the dishes. You're helping me put all the food away. You're helping me do everything. Ibube, you're so wonderful. You're so fantastic.' And then what do you say?" "Thanks, Mom." What do you say?
"Thanks, Mom."
You gotta say it louder. "Thanks, Mom." Say it, try louder.
"Thanks, Mom."
"Thanks, Mom." You see, and she appreciates you. And every day you do some other little thing, some other little wonderful thing. Now, did you ever take the broom? You know what the broom is? Yeah, okay, thank you. Did you ever take a broom and go out and sweep the sidewalk around your house? Wouldn't that be an exciting adventure? Just imagine how many ants you would meet out there, and you sweep them off the sidewalk and say, get off the sidewalk, stay in the sand.
I used to collect grasshoppers.
And there's other things there too. There's worms and crickets and bugs. And just sweep them off and sweep them off and say, hey, you can go play somewhere else. And what would happen, what would your mommy say if she saw you doing that? She would say, Ibube, how wonderful of you. But you know what? The man who lives upstairs, what's his name?
Jim.
What's his name?
Jim.
Let me say it loud enough because we're, you know, take Jim would walk down the stairs and he would see you doing that and he would say, just a minute, young man, come with me. And he would take you in the house and he'd take you to your mommy and he'd say, Chioma, you know what this boy's been doing? And she'd say, not this moment. And he would say, he's been sweeping the sidewalk and making it all so beautiful. I'm just so happy. I'm so happy to live in a house where everybody likes to have things looking so nice. Oh, Ibube is a wonderful boy. And Shoma, your mommy, she says, thank you, Jim. Thank you. And so Jim goes his way. And then she says, Ibube, when Jim tells me that he's so happy to see you doing things like sweeping the sidewalk and so forth, it just makes my heart tickle and jump for joy. I just feel so happy. I feel so wonderful. You understand what's happening? You see, I feel so wonderful. And because I feel so wonderful, the world is worth living. Everything is worth doing. Everything is a lot of fun. Lily, did you ever help your mommy? Do you like helping your mommy?
Cook.
Is it something really exciting?
Yes.
Yes? Do you have a little cousin living in your house too? What's her name? Anybody can say it out loud if you wish.
Lily.
No, she said that she doesn't have a cousin living in the house. Who do you have then? No, what's your little sister's name?
She's got a sister. Yeah, I'm going to put these in perspective. What's your sister's name, Lily?
Okay.
Is this a little sister?
Louder.
You don't know your
Christine.
Sister's name. What's your little sister's name?
Christine.
Yeah, Christine.
Christine.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great name. Lily and Christine and Ibu Bay. Now, that's wonderful. That's really wonderful. Now, do you think that Christine is going to be a big helper to her mommy? Do you think that Christine is going to have a lot of fun playing around the house?
Yeah.
Right, Eva Bay?
Yeah.
And will you go over and teach her how to do things too? Will you teach her how to sweep the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Will you teach her how to put the food away and to put the dishes away?
Yeah.
Will you teach her how to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah? I think it's a good idea. Yeah. But you know, as Mr. Sandman and as Mr. Candle and as Mr. Candle goes all over the world, I meet boys and girls, and very seldom do I see boys and girls that are as wonderful as you and Lily are, because you want to be happy. Do you want to be happy?
Yes.
Yes. Say it out loud.
Yes.
Yes. You want to be happy. Now, what do you do when you're happy? You play good games, don't you?
Sometimes I feel like doing homework.
He feels like doing homework.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic! Who gives you homework?
Mom.
Your mom? And your teacher at school?
Ah.
Super. Well, that's great. Lily, are you in preschool yet?
No, she's in...
I'm sorry?
She's in reception.
Preschool. Do you like going to school? It's fun,
talk,
huh? Being with all the boys and girls there.
Are you a group chef? reception.
Now, you can be like a big brother to Lily, even though she's a cousin. And how can you be a big brother to somebody that you're a cousin to? By loving them. How can you be a big brother to someone who's a cousin to you?
By loving them.
By loving them, yes. Yes. When we love, we become one. And everything is so great. Now, this is what Mr. Cannell experiences when he goes all over the world and talks to boys and girls everywhere, because they tell him the stories of the things that they're doing. He sees the Eskimos up in Alaska, and he sees the Aborigines down in the desert, and he sees the penguins. Did you know that Mr. Cannell talks to penguins?
Yeah.
Did you know that? Mr. Kendall talks to everybody because he loves everybody and everybody loves Mr. Kendall. Now, what would Mr. Kendall say to a penguin?
I love you.
Love you?
He'd say, "Hi, Mr. Penguin. Mr. Penguin, why are you carrying that big thing in your tummy?" And Mr. Penguin would say, "What do you mean that big thing in my tummy?" "Well, it looks like an egg." "It is an egg. That's my son." "Well, I thought his mommy was supposed to carry him around, not you." "Well, his mommy is out getting food, and I am taking care of him, and I've got my fat all wrapped around the egg to keep him warm in this cold, cold, cold weather." Did you know that?
Yeah.
And so then what happened? Then pretty soon the egg hatched. Even though it was just hugged by Daddy, it hatched, and out came a little penguin. And that's the way all the little penguins are born.
Yeah.
But they live like that, and their daddy takes care of them, because mommy has to go and get the food. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now, does your mommies ever have to go and get food? Does your daddy ever stay home and take care of you guys?
Sometimes, maybe.
Yeah. But that's part of life, isn't it? Yeah. So sometimes your mommy plays the role of daddy and mommy both, doesn't she? Huh? And that's a very fortunate thing for you. Everybody doesn't have that privilege. Just think of having a double power of mommy working with you, doing wonderful things with you. Now, I was talking to your mommy just a little while ago, and she's telling us about this new school that she's starting. And she's starting a school for little children who are geniuses. You know what genius is?
Yeah.
Super wonderful, intelligent.
Smart.
Really intelligent.
Smart.
And she's starting this school for them. And what is she going to teach them? She's going to teach them that they can do anything they want to do. They can put any cause they want to put in motion to accomplish anything they want. And they can accomplish it. Now, wouldn't it be a good idea for your mommy to not only have little children in her class, but to have adults too? Just think, mommies and daddies could learn how to do anything they want to do. You see, what's the thought that we oftentimes use? Do you know the thought, Lily? Thoughts are things. Every thought we have in our mind is a thing. It's something that we bring out in our life. And if we think thoughts of happiness, we'll have happiness in our life. And if we think thoughts of sadness, we'll have sadness in our life. Now, do you want sadness in your life?
No.
No, you want happiness. Now, what do you have to do to have happy thoughts in your life? Think happy thoughts, right? What do you have to do to have happy things in your life? Think happy things. Now, what is Chioma going to do? What is Ibube's mother going to do? She's visualizing this wonderful school. And she's visualizing the school because she wants all of the children in her world to be as happy and intelligent as she is.
I'm the most important person.
That's right. You are happy and intelligent. But remember this. You already know that you're a genius because your mommy has told you. But there's many children who are not told that they're a genius. So when they start attending the school that your mommy is going to be conducting, or is conducting, they will find that they're a genius, because they'll learn to say, I like me. They'll learn to say, I know that I know that I know. They'll learn to say, in me is all knowledge. Now, Abel Bay, you did a terrible thing this last week. You know what? A terrible, terrible thing. You took out one of your teeth. You took out one of your teeth. And then you tried to sell it. You tried to put it under your pillow and have the tooth fairy come and leave some money for it. Did the tooth fairy leave some money?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Now, what should you have done? Well, take all your teeth out. Take them all out so they can all grow in at the same time. But no, you want to do it little by little.
Because yeah, they're not all wobbly.
It'd be kind of hard to chew food if you didn't have teeth in your mouth, would it? So, now, what is your mom teaching you? She's teaching you not only about the good fairy, she's teaching you that when you think beautiful thoughts, you have all the money in the world to go around giving money to children who have their teeth coming out, you know? And now, how does a good fairy get the money? Where does it come from? From the mommies and daddies? Does it come from within them? Is that right? Yes? Now, what are you going to do about that? Are you going to start realizing that Santa Claus? What does Santa Claus bring you? Wonderful toys? Mm-hmm. Now, is Santa Claus live at the North Pole?
Yeah.
Yes? But you know, in Finland and Sweden, that's up in the Scandinavian countries, you don't know where that is, but that's up there by Denmark and by Russia and so forth, they said they have a Santa's village there where Santa lives. Near in Finland, and he has a special sleigh, and he has special things, and he's just all special. Now, how did that happen? Well, you know, I'll tell you the secret. It's Santa's brother. And Santa's brother wanted to be Santa too, so he started his own little Santa's village in Finland. And you know, every mommy and daddy want to be a Santa and Mrs. Santa Claus.
I told you, your
yes, and so they start being a Santa Claus for everybody in the world doing nice things. And they're part of Santa Claus's team. They're part of Santa Claus's family. And just like your part. Now, are you going to grow up and do wonderful things?
Yeah.
You know, there's a guy, a real silly guy. He went to school. His dad was an insurance agent, selling insurance to people. And he went to school. And while he was in school, he got so excited about a special computer project. He didn't know it was computers, but he did it. And he's such a genius that he did it perfectly. And then he did more and more and more as years went by, and he developed himself into be the richest man in the world because he did what he liked to do. And you can do anything you'd like to do. You too, Lily. Anything you like to do, and your mommies and daddies and the rest of you here, you can do anything you want to do and accomplish anything you want to accomplish if you don't make money to make money. Bill Gates didn't make money to make money. He just did what he wanted to do, and the money came. And other people are doing the same thing. They're not interested in that. They're interested in doing a service or doing a program or doing something that is going to make them happy. And little kids, they want more and more love from their mommies and daddies. And how's the best way to get love from your mommy and daddy? To love them, huh? To do nice things for them and just snuggle them and huggle them and say, Mommy, what can I do for you? What can I do that will make you happy? And Mommy and Daddy will always say, you just be the wonderful kids that you are. You be so good. That's what makes me happy. But Mommy, I want to do something more. Okay, sweep the sidewalk. Now, did you ever try putting your clothes away? Hang them up on a hanger? Yeah, and put them in the closet? Yeah. And did you have a clothes hamper where you put the dirty clothes? You have a box or something where you keep the dirty clothes? Do you put your dirty clothes in the clothes hamper? You have one too? Good for you! Wonderful! Mr. Kendall is so happy with you guys. You are so wonderful. Those are things that are really good, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Now, your tickly smiles are just running all over the place here, and you're so wonderful. But this is what it's all about. And this is what Mr. Kendall loves to see. And he loves to experience it. And he knows that it's what goes on in your life all the time. Now, are you ready to have Mr. Kendall visit you every night? Yeah? Now, you have the candle burning by your bed. And make sure your mommy knows about it. And make sure that your mommy or daddy puts it out before you go to sleep. So that you can go to sleep and have happy dreams. And then, watch what happens. Watch what happens. You can listen to me on the tapes if you wish, or you can listen to me in your heart. But I would like you to listen to me in your heart. And that way, yes, that's where my heart is, yes. And listen to me in your heart, and when you listen to me in your heart, you know what happens? I'm with you all the time. Yeah. Then I run through your bloodstream and I'm everywhere, aren't I? Yeah. Yes, thank you. And this is what life's all about. All about loving. Unconditional loving. And unconditional loving means we love without expecting something back. We love and we don't love because we want to get people to love us. We just love because that's our nature. Are you a lovable nature? You're lovable? Are you lovable?
Yep.
You are lovable? You? My goodness sake, did you know he was lovable? Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Are you unconditionally lovable? Do you love without expecting anything back? That's kind of nice, isn't it? Yeah. Well, you see, when Mr. Kendall goes around talking to boys and girls everywhere, they tell him all the stories of all the good things that they're doing. Now, when I come back and see you again, you'll come and you'll tell me the stories about what you've been doing, okay? Is that a good idea?
Yes.
That's a good idea? All right. So, you get ready now. It's not bedtime yet, but when it's bedtime, you just slip under the covers, say, Mommy, Daddy, come give me a big hug. I want to snuggle you. And if Daddy's not there, then what? Daddy might be 100 places. He might be at work. He might be out at the bar. He might be dancing. He might be wherever, you know. But where is Daddy always? In your heart. Not at work. In your heart. Daddy is always in your heart. Right? And where is Mommy? Yeah. Mommy's in your heart too. And where are you? You're always in your mommy and daddy's heart. Yeah, you are. And aren't they lucky? Aren't they lucky to have so much love in their heart from you that you share with them every single day in beautiful ways? Well, think about that. But until next time, this is Mr. Kendall. And tonight when you go to bed, the Sandman will come, and he'll sprinkle pixie dust all over you, and you have happy dreams. And then you go to sleep. But for now, I'm on my way, and it's Mr. Candle saying, I love you, I love you,
I love you.